Welcome
to
Engagement Head.
Today is show 12. I know that I made a mistake last time and said that last show was show 12, but clearly it wasn't, so I apologize.
That means we can
that.
Say, how many shows do we have?
12. 12 shows.
Oh yeah, I awesome. Totally forgot about that, actually. Anyway, I'm Sloppy Dave.
This is Dugan.
And this is Bud.
So, Chris is in Nashville, Tennessee, and Q is,
at IHOP.
IHOP. I think he is at IHOP, actually.
Actually, we don't know where Q is. He wouldn't answer his phone again, and he has work in 30 minutes.
And he just got a new battery 2 days ago, so it can't be dead.
Yeah. So,
anyway. Where are you, Q?
I got one more thing real quick to
Maybe
get out of the way.
Maybe he lost his bag. What's up?
Oh, his bag, yeah. I got one more thing to get out of the way real quick. An apology to Marty. We mentioned that Marty created the Facebook group.
Right.
The ill-advised Facebook group titled Dr. Carr Richardson is a Psycho Crazy Bitch, or whatever it was.
Something like that.
And someone showed him the website, and he was offended that I, quote, went behind his back and did it, and, or whatever. So I apologize, Marty. Even though, see, the thing is, he doesn't even listen to our show. He doesn't have time to, which is fine. But anyway, I figured I'd just apologize to him anyway, so that...
Yeah, we weren't trying to offend you, we were just trying to warn you, because that could get you in a lot of trouble, man.
Totally. So, in all seriousness, sorry, Marty.
Yeah.
Okay, but next up, we got our campus confessions. Let's go around in a circle.
Guess I'll start off Thursday, February 16th, 2006. I like to pick my ear and feed the earwax to my girlfriend's cat. I think the cat likes this more than I do.
Oh my god.
You're sick.
Wow.
Sick.
I haven't told anyone, but I made out with my cousin the last time she visited. Look, she was really hot.
Dude, do you have a hot cousin?
I have two hot...
I have a hot cousin.
I have two hot second cousins named... and they're twins.
Wow.
And I don't remember their names.
Fook me and fook you.
Ooh.
He's like, ooh.
I don't actually know, to be honest, what their names are. One's name is Blair, and the other one's...
Claire?
No, they're not even, like, remotely similar. One's name is Blair, the other one's name is, like, Tiffany or something.
Or Ben.
But I would eat at Tiffany's, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Next confession. I had a nice rotation of three girls, and everything was going fine. But now, somehow, I lost them all. Life sucks.
Sorry to hear
about... take lessons from the 512, motherfucker.
Dude, I don't want to hear anything about life sucking if you had a nice rotation of three girls.
Yeah.
You know...
I mean, if you lost them all, that sounds like, you know, less responsibility, right?
Sounds like they sucked, not your life.
What is it with you and responsibility?
I have a fear of responsibility, in a way.
Okay, next one.
Okay, I skipped class to have sex with my girlfriend.
Yeah, who doesn't? No, I'm just
kidding. Nice. The best confession
I don't, because I don't have
a girlfriend.
No one's interested in me.
Ever. Props to you, man.
When people say dumb things in class, I want to just smack them. Shut up. You sound stupid. But I guess the truth is that you really are.
All right, I think this next one is my personal favorite confession
I've ever read. Yeah, me too.
Here it is. When my roommate is not in our room, I bite my toenails and look at porn.
Oh, jeez.
It reminds me of something that Tate would say.
Oh, my M. Oh, my M. Oh, my F and G's.
Hey, by the way, I miss you, Tate. We should come back and, you know, come to the Brotherhood meeting or
Tate,
something.
Tate, the taint of Find Me Off of Zeta Psi.
Mr. Smoothlip.
Go pick a switch. We made him pick a switch.
Yeah, you know the yellow part on that switch?
Uh-huh.
He actually used an old pair of my underwear to make that yellow part. I had a really old pair of yellow smiley face boxers. And he needed yellow cloth, so I let him cut up my underwear and use it.
That's sacrifice right there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nice. Last weekend, I consumed more alcohol than I thought was humanly possible.
Well, now you know it is.
Yeah, so just keep expanding your boundaries. That's how I look at it.
Keep expanding them until you die.
Yeah. Keep expanding them if you're of age, just for the record. Because I'm not allowed to promote underage drinking.
Well, I mean, it says that this was a 75-year-old man that wrote that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I've been seeing this guy for about 2 weeks, so does it count as cheating if I'm sleeping with his roommate?
No.
I mean...
well, if... Well, I mean, I see people all the time, you know, like...
Yeah, like, I'm looking at Steven right now.
Exactly.
I don't sleep with his non-existent roommate.
I'm looking at Dune and Dave, and...
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, okay, anyway, sorry.
Next up, we have a little cigar review that we did and we put together from a few days ago. I think we're going to integrate this into the show weekly. So, hope you enjoy. All right, so we're sitting around outside 407, and we decided to do a kind of cigar review thing. So I'm smoking a Grant Habanos Connecticut number one, mainly because I already had a La Aurora today, and I didn't want to, like, burn out my taste buds for, like, the weekend and whatnot. But it's pretty good. I mean, I've had, like, over 20 of them, so I know them pretty well. What you got there?
This is John. I've got the Helix.
Huh?
It's pretty nice. It's more of a relaxing cigar. It's got a lot of smoke if you're into that.
Now, would you say it's mild or like medium or what? Because most people consider it mild.
I'd say it's probably mild. It's like it's not a full bite. It's not gonna knock you on your ass after you smoke it. But it's just something that's like really relaxing.
Yeah, but you tend to like go for mild too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. About you, Chris?
Next on the list is an Avo Maduro. Number something, controversial.
Yeah, we don't know what number it is. It doesn't look like a 9. It could be a 9. But I don't think it is. Because I've had plenty of 9s.
I mean, 9 is... It's the lighter one, isn't it?
Or is that the shaft? No. It's, 9 is the smallest they have. Anyway, but yeah, what do you think of it?
Pretty good so far. It's smooth. Got a little bit of chocolate taste to it so far.
Word. All right, dude.
This is Evan, aka Duven, aka the 512 motherfucker.
Now hold on, I'm gonna have to put an explicit tag on the show now.
Oh wait.
Yeah, we already have to take care of that.
I got the same thing you have. Yeah,
Helen Keller.
I mean, it's probably, I think it's the first cigar you let me have actually. So.
Yeah. What I can say about it, it's mild, but it has a bit of spice. I've had one that was aged for a year that Altbier from Club Stogie sent me in a trade, and that was, like, amazing. And so based off that one, I bought a box and was kind of disappointed, actually. But it's good to give away to friends and whatnot. Anyway, I think we're going to, like, turn off the recorder and then come back at the end and tell everyone what we thought. So yeah, we're back with our cigar review completion thing. Mine didn't change flavor at all, and it's pretty boring. And,
mine was the same. I had the same thing, but overall it was really good.
So. I mean,
it's always relaxing.
Yeah. What about you?
The Helix wasn't great at all. I don't really recommend it. It had a good. It smoked really well. Like, it had a lot of smoke to it, but the ashes, like, kind of like flared out and it didn't stay. I got ash all over me, so.
I will say one thing good about it.
I got my first smoke ring tonight.
Oh, congrats. I will say one thing good about the Grant Habanos was it has a pretty consistent burn, and they are pretty consistent. It's just the flavor doesn't change. It's not very complex.
Yeah,
well, you know,
the Helix, like, I had to, like, relight it, like, three times.
Yeah. I didn't have to relight
it. I wouldn't recommend it.
What about you, Chris? Avo.
Oh, I love it.
Just like all Avos, right?
Yeah. It got more chocolatey, and there towards the very end, it got a little spicy.
Now, when I have Avo Maduros, I notice that they have, like, a sweet characteristic to them. Did you notice that at all?
The chocolate.
Right.
Yeah, the chocolate was more milk chocolate than dark chocolate, so it had a sweet thing to it. The burn was a little bit inconsistent. It's probably because I'm sitting right out here. And
it's really horrible weather to be doing this because
it's
raining.
What, like 40 degrees out here?
Yeah, and it's dry.
But
all our grandmothers just died and whatnot. But,
Avo Maduro is number 2.
You really don't care about your grandmother, do you?
No.
Well, she's dead now, so I guess she won't have any hurt feelings anymore.
Well, that's that. Let's go into our shout-out section. First off, we got an email from my good friend Gabe. He wrote, "Son of a bitch, completely hooked on Notpron now. You suck. I'm stuck on level 8. My brain hurts." Level 8, good luck, by the way. Tough level there.
And what is non?
Say JPEG 3 times. JPEG. Just say it 3 times.
JPEG.
Yeah, but like, it's not JPEG. It's something else. It's just, that's what it sounds like.
Dave, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the level. He knows what I'm talking about. I don't know if he's beaten it by now yet. I'm just giving him a hint. Anyway, next up we got our Collins. Introduce...
Yeah, the first call-in is one of my good friends from home, Brandy. We'll just let you guys hear a couple of seconds of that. And we'll explain about it afterwards.
Yeah, she actually called on a Valentine's Day at 12:29 a.m., which is quite a late time for a young 13-year-old to be awake.
Dude, she's a junior in high school.
Oh, sorry, my fantasy is just... Okay, anyway, here we go.
Hey, guess what? I need a therapist, and you're it. So, see, this is my problem. There's this guy, right? And I really like him. Maybe I might even love him. I don't know. But see, at first, for like the first 2 months, everything was all good. Then I messed it up. I got drunk and cheated on him, right? Well, I felt so bad about it that I had to tell him.
Word of advice, Brandy, next time you want to talk to somebody, call somebody that can talk back. Don't get me wrong, you know, we appreciate the call.
We love you,
you
Brandy.
You know, we love you. Appreciate
and,
the call.
And you weren't at a rave, and that's good.
And it definitely. really, you know, gives us, you know, some feedback on the show. We get to put on the show. But if you want some counseling, you know.
Also, if you I didn't know if you wanted me to play that or not, but I just assumed that you did. Here's the deal, guys. Brenny's message 5 minutes long, and then it got
it's
cut
really
off. That's the limit for our hotline is 5 minutes. 5 minutes of uninterrupted monologue. But anyway, the rest of it's like really
long.
Personal.
And yeah, so
I didn't want to like air that on the show, so I aired on the side of caution. And next call is from Doug, also known as Regis. From February 15th at 4:26 p.m.
Hey guys, it's Doug over here. Just listening to your ninth edition. And what the hell? I had to call and bitch you guys out. Well, I don't know. I've tried to use Finale before, and I've just gotten nowhere. And the Sibelius, you know, Kevin and I, we worship the Sibelius, love the Sibelius. So let me know exactly... What can Finale do that Sibelius can't do that it's so much better? Because, in my opinion, Finale is, you know, Swahili for piece of shit. And Sibelius is Swahili for piece of great music notation software. So, yeah, keep up the good work, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Oh,
Sinfonia!
Thanks, Doug, for the call. Chris isn't here to talk about this, and he's the one that's really passionate about Finale, so I'm just going to briefly say what Chris might say.
Fuck Sibelius!
Alright, I didn't say I was going to say what Chris would say. I said might. No, seriously, though, Sibelius is just... Okay, I don't know. I can go on either one, but I started out on Finale, so it's easier for me to use... I mean, depending on what you start out on, contributes to your, like...
Knowledge? Or your ease of use?
Experience. Yeah, ease of use with the programs. But also, there's apparently a lot of very small, minute setting changes that Finale can do, such as lengthening stems and altering certain marginal, like, physical attributes of the music that is pretty cool. Layering and whatnot. Although I think Sibelius does layering too. I'm not very well versed in the Sibelius. I just prefer Finale. I mean, that's just what I started out on. That's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah, and just in case somebody doesn't know, we're talking about music notation writing programs.
Yeah.
So, you put it on your computer and you write music.
Hold up. Okay, we're back. John, Chris's roommate, just walked in and said, fuck Sibelius. So, because he was on the phone with Chris.
You know, Chris, actually, the last Sunday at the Find Me Alpha meeting, Chris spoke for like a minute and a half, and I think he said fuck like 7 times, I counted.
Really?
In about a minute and a half. So
that's interesting. Yeah. Next up is a call from a guy named Pete, or Peter,
at Wings.
He works at Wings, Wings Over Greenville, which, by the way, I don't think we've explained what Wings Over Greenville is.
There's really no explanation other than pure heaven.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you have the double-stuck peanut butter Oreo? That's heaven in a cookie.
Right.
Wings Over Greenville,
heaven in my mouth constantly, forever.
It's like, you know.
And then it's not heaven in my ass later.
Oh, sex in my mouth. And sex in Dave's ass.
Oh, my God.
It's like the sweet taste of apple pie.
Hey, this is Peter at Wings. Having a little trouble finding Scott. If you could give me a call. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong number, wrong message. Anyway, great show. I actually found your poster outside of Scott, and it was up and in one piece at around 9:45 yesterday evening, which would have been Friday. Great show. Good to hear from you, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks, Peter, for the call.
Thanks.
So, yeah.
Maybe you could hook us up with some free wings.
That would be actually really nice.
That would be nice.
In fact, we'll put you on the show if you can hook us up with some free wings.
That would be
fat.
I mean, he sounds like he has a lot to talk about, so
yeah.
That would be cool.
True.
I forgot to mention he called on February 19th at 3:58 a.m., so he's definitely on call for wings at that moment in time, probably.
Hey, this is Bob McDuffie from the Dog Watch Social Club. You're listening to Engagement Head with Dave and Chris. Okay, guys, I did what you wanted now. Can you untie me? Guys? Maybe just take off the blindfold? Come on, guys!
Now we're in our Links of the Week section. I got two links. I'm not going to read them out because that would be just futile. So, they're essentially on Google Video. I found them on College Humor. And actually, the first one that I found on Unemployment Lines podcast. But anyway, they're interpretations of the lyrics of emo songs. And so we have one by Brand New and one by Fall Out Boy. Have you seen these?
No.
Oh, they're great. They are really hilarious. They're really good. So I'll put both of those up in the show notes. So visit our website and check those out.
Very cool. My link of the week, actually, I think is pretty funny because I really get a kick out of these MasterCard commercials, you know. Priceless or whatever is this much, and then it's like, but doing whatever is priceless. So there's my link of the week is I guess you could say a night of priceless fun and its aftermath. Would you say that's accurate?
I suppose, yeah. Is it the one with the urine?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, urine makes everything better.
I'll just give you a hint. It involves alcohol, a girl, and urine.
Ooh, and a tile floor.
And
yes.
A tile floor.
Yeah.
So,
talk about urine, though. I was on College Humor again, and I already knew this, but you know, urine is actually really good for your own body. Like, your own urine, up to 15 minutes, is really, like, pure.
Yeah.
And then it goes bad, essentially. So, drink fresh urine every day. Next up, we got a little... Drink fresh urine.
Oh my god.
No, I'm dead serious. And you know what's really funny?
T-shirts, man.
I was reading a diatribe about it. It was like, 14 pages on urine. Very interesting. I mean, I knew a lot of it, but whew, urine. Drink made fresh daily.
I think they should sell it at the galley.
I don't know, because like you're only supposed to drink your own urine. Because like, Steven, if I was to like pop your penis in my mouth and try to like pull out some of your urine, it would be pretty bad for me, because it's toxic to me.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, you know what you could do? You could, like, no, that wouldn't work either. I was going to say you could cryogenically freeze your urine, and then, like, have it later on.
Pisticles?
Pisticles? Nice. Oh, urine made fresh daily. Put it next to the sushi? Oh, so good. Anyway, we got a little section that we recorded actually during our cigar review that we had earlier. It's about the racism going on in Scott Hall.
Yeah,
so,
I'll introduce this real quick. It was pretty funny. I guess you could say Dave said that I was abusing my RA powers.
I don't know.
But it was pretty funny. We had one of our buddies complain about some racism inside of his suite. So
yeah,
this is how it unfolded.
Yeah, what's up?
No, hold on to now.
Okay, what's up? This is Thud, and sitting out here with the guys who are all smoking cigars. I just came in from watching Ghost Hunters tonight. And anyways, one of our buddies, JB, over in one of the suites next to us, apparently was making some racial slurs, and
I can't deal with racism.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah, we all regard.
You know what?
Gagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag
guess because we're just all such good friends. So one of the guys came out and told Duven here that JB was making some racial comments. And me being an RA, I decided to go there.
Abuse your privileges.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't put this on.
No, I decided to go play a joke on. I went and played a joke on JB, and I walked in the suite, and I was like, "Hey, man, I hear that I got a phone call about you making some racial slurs." And he was like, "What? No, man, those bastards told on me. No." And I was like, "Dude, I was like, we really frown upon that." I was like, "I'm gonna have to document that as a hate crime." And he starts like, he's like, "No, man, you're kidding." And then I told him, and like, though everybody was in the suite, all started laughing. So he just came out and started yelling, "Fuck you" to everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my story.
Good times.
All right, back to the.
And that's the story of the life of an RA.
Truly.
So,
I mean, that sounds fun to me.
JB, no more hate crimes, man.
Seriously.
Those aren't acceptable.
Better watch
yourself,
man.
In fact, I'm on duty tonight, so I'm going to be checking your suite. So,
you know, he was actually, this offended me, he was wearing a Donnie Darko shirt. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the film, but in the film there's a Chinese girl and she says, "Shut up," over and over again, and eventually they go, "Shut up, go back to China, bitch." And he was wearing a shirt that said, "Go back to China, bitch," today, and I was kind of offended.
Are you serious?
No.
Actually, I think one of the funniest t-shirts I've ever seen, you know Harry.
Yeah.
Harry, Frank.
Yeah, he's my boss.
Yeah, Harry?
Yeah, he's my boss.
Yeah. So,
yeah, anyway, yeah.
I was in choir with him last semester, and his name really is Harry Frank, and which I find funny.
His first name is Harry.
Yeah.
Last name is Frank.
Yeah, Harry Frank.
His middle name is Gretchen.
That's fine, but Harry.
I'm just kidding.
He's like, that's
no,
okay.
So anyways, he has this t-shirt, and Harry's not the smallest of guys, but I mean, he's not really big, but he's big boned, I guess you could say. Got a little bit of a gut on him, and
he used to call him T-Bone.
Anyways, he wears this shirt, and on the front, in big letters, it says, "I survived anorexia."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that shirt. That's awesome.
And then he told me that when the store he got it from only made them in sizes extra large and up.
Yeah, nice.
So it's probably the funniest t-shirt I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, props to Harry for surviving anorexia.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I got a quick Frapper Map update. Pete joined. Pete, the one that we just read his call. I mean, oh my god.
Pete from Wings.
Pete from Wings wrote Scott Hall poster forever.
Nice.
Also, Caleb left the map.
Aw.
We should play like a dirge or something.
Why did
Caleb was. Caleb was.
Caleb's the guy from North Platte,
yeah.
Nebraska, looking for hot honeys, essentially, and he didn't find an E-head. So.
Aw.
He left.
What about Sarah?
Sarah's still there.
Sarah's still there?
Yeah.
Right.
Why didn't you try to talk to Sarah?
I have no idea.
Is she the only girl on our Frapper Map?
Is she? No, her and my friend Allison.
Well, okay. Caleb, if you're still listening, maybe you should try to get in touch with Sarah.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
She's
right.
Gonna, like, kill me one of the one, cause she lives, she's, anyway.
Yeah, she listens.
That's,
sorry, Sarah. Just trying to get Caleb back.
Yeah, I mean, really, Sarah, Caleb's
so essentially
more important than you.
Oh my god.
Even though I've never met him in my life. He had a cool pose, though, on the chair. He was like, "Yeah, I'm a pimp and shit." And I was like, "Yeah, no, you're not." You're like, awesome. Anyway, that's pretty much our show. If you want to visit our webpage, you can go to http://blockintheanus.com.
Block in the anus.
I don't know. I don't remember. What is it?
Engagementhead.blogspot.com.
Does anyone else know the email, or am I the only one?
You are the only one.
No, you're the only one.
Engagementhead@gmail.com.
Fuck you and your weird ways of saying .com.
Don't throw the pencil.
I'm not throwing the pencil at you.
And then you can reach us at our hotline at
206-20-E-HEAD. So, hit that up. Just don't call us if you're at a rave. You know, what's going to be funny is someone's going to call us a rave just to piss me off, and I'm going to think it's hilarious and play it on the show. Anyway, our outro song for the week is a band called Bomb Scare, and the song's called Beatrice. It's kind of a ska song. I figured we'd go out with the week with some energetic moo-la-la. And so... That's pretty much it. So I'm Sloppy Dave, signing off.
I'm Thud, doing it like Bill Clinton.
Ooh.
I was trying to think of something new.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Erase that other one. Here's my new one. Here's Thud, doing dead Helen Keller in a tub of sand.
Nice.
This is Duven, crime in Tar River. He's out.
So we hope you enjoyed show 87.
Doot, 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 doot.
Doot, doot. Ooh, nice.